A story in the Boston Globe this week highlighted the difficulties employees and workplaces sometimes face when it comes to policies around breastfeeding. Kate Frederick worked for the Department of Health and Human Services in Conway when she gave birth to her son Devin in 2012. Following her maternity leave, Frederick says she and the department had agreed on the hours for a part-time schedule, but she says the office refused her request for additional break time to breastfeed her son off-site, which she said was necessary because the baby wouldn't take milk from a bottle. Frederick claims she lost her job after she stayed home from work over the issue. She's now filed a complaint with the Federal Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. A spokesperson for DHHS declined to comment today because of the pending litigation. Joining me now with more by phone is Kate Frederick. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
The federal law says employers must provide breastfeeding mothers a place to express milk for a nursing child. And it seems like the interpretations of what it means to express milk are a lot of what's at issue here.
Yeah, I mean, it's really common sense. You can express milk three ways. You know, sorry to be so graphic, but you can hand squeeze. Not everybody can afford a pump. You can use a pump, whether it's a hand pump or an electrical pump. And you can use a mouth, which is breastfeeding.
Now that the story has come out through the Boston Globe and through other channels, what kind of reaction have you gotten from people?
I've just gotten so much support. I mean, one of the issues that didn't come out in the Globe article is that I had asked to be able to breastfeed him in the lactation room at work because they wouldn't let me leave the grounds on my unpaid breaks to go across the street to his daycare to breastfeed him. So I said, you know, if I have him brought to me, can I breastfeed him in the lactation room? And that request was denied. They said no. And so the biggest question, you know, biggest comment that everyone says to me is, well, what's the lactation room for then? You can't breastfeed in it.
What would you like to see happen with laws or policies about breastfeeding?
Just as an individual and a citizen, you know, I think the laws are already there. The law says an employer needs to give an employee a private area to express milk. In terms of break time, it says that an employer needs to give that employee as many breaks as they need for as long as they need within reason for lactation. So, I mean, the law's already there. It's just that it's a new law. I think one of the really big problems with, you know, my situation, there's still a lot of education around that this law even exists. So it's just been a real educational process for me. I didn't even know about the laws until the day before I tried to come back to work, and my supervisor said, no, you can't leave the grounds on your breaks anymore, even though you used to be able to.
Well, work-wise, what's next for you, obviously aside from the work of raising a little one?
The short answer is I'm actually on a recall list from my previous job. I used to work as a certifying officer for the state of New Hampshire at Employment Security, which is also known as the Unemployment Office. And that's actually how I got my job with the state as a child support officer. I was laid off from the unemployment office, and then it put me on a list as a state employee to get placed into a job opening with the state. I'm actually the very next person to be called back to work to my position with the unemployment office. But in the meantime, I have been searching for work, and I've had some leads, I've had some interviews, but nothing has happened yet. So I'm waiting.
And what would you advise new parents who want to make sure that they can express milk in a fashion that best suits their needs? What questions and issues do they need to start thinking about as they return to work and start considering what may happen in their own jobs?
The best thing that I did for me, I can really only speak from my experience, was I was able to get help from a lactation consultant at our local hospital, Memorial Hospital here in North Conway. She's the one who actually let me know about some of the laws that were pertinent and helped me with a pump as well, helped me with bottle feeding. Devin did eventually take a bottle at 4.5 months. And then the U.S. Department of Labor, their website, posts all the laws for nursing mothers. And to be honest with you, Health and Human Services did a great job on their website for presenting information for working mothers returning to work. Everything that they recommend you ask your employer for, I asked for, and they denied every single one of my requests.
Kate, thanks so much for talking with me.
You're welcome.
That was Conway resident Kate Frederick. She filed a complaint with the Federal Equal Employment Opportunity Commission over breastfeeding policies at the state.